Today in the ACT Legislative Assembly, amid all the talk of wanding for knives and CRT, there was something else that flew under the radar. School lunches. And this chat comes amid a renewed push to have lunch offered in schools across Australia. 0467922666 if you think that should happen. We do have a version of this in sub-public schools here in Canberra. So here is Greens leader Shane Rattenbury in the Assembly yesterday asking a question of the Education Minister, Yvette Berry.
Minister, the Meals in Schools program is designed to ensure that children in the program have a meal and to make sure that the meal is a nutritious one. It provides kids in five ACT public schools free breakfast and lunches 3 days a week. His evidence shows that kids learn better on a full stomach. A menu recently published by an ACT public school contains K-Time Twists bars as a breakfast option. However, these are classified as junk food by Nutrition Australia. They are actually higher in sugar and more ultra-processed than baklava. Minister, why are children being offered these bars for breakfast under the Meals in Schools program?
Shane Rattenbury there, and the Education Minister took that one on notice to see whether it's still being provided. And when asked who's responsible for deciding the nutritional content of the Meals in Schools program offered at five schools here in Canberra, this is what she had to say.
It meets with the menus policy, and it is assessed by a dietitian. So it does have an eye cast over it by people who are experts within this space, and I can get I can see if there's any more information to satisfy Mr. Rattenbury on his question on whether or not they're being assessed appropriately, but I'm advised that the menu is assessed and approved by a dietitian.
Assessed and approved by a dietitian. Well, Leanne Elliston is an accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia ACT and was involved early on in this Meals in Schools program development. Leanne, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Alice.
Was the K-Time bar given your tick of approval ever?
Never, actually. I have to say I was quite shocked and surprised that we were seeing the ACT government provide products such as this for children to consume before starting school. I think I would actually put in my children's lunchbox, and I'm sure it's not something I would encourage parents to be putting in their children's lunchbox, let alone the ACT government spending money on to give to children before school.
I mean, is it okay if it is amid a plethora of healthy other items, like if it's sort of just in the mix of other nutritious things?
Well, I think the question here rises is if it's in the mix of other things, at the end of the day, the child or student will determine whether they want it or not. Some of these products that are highly processed, loaded with lots of sugar in their packaging, are quite appealing to children. If they don't eat them there and then, they can pop them in their bags and eat them later. So that, you know, they have these other sorts of properties that are of appeal for children, and even for parents to pop in a lunchbox for that matter. But as far as nourishing our children, they definitely don't really hit the mark like we would like to see with more wholesome foods that aren't so highly processed. With amongst other nourishing foods, I think that's important. You know, we do need to have that balance. But we're working with children in schools here. We want to try and promote those healthier options as much as possible.
And there are five schools that take part in this program that provides options 3 days a week for breakfast and lunch. It sort of started as a trial, appears to be ongoing now. And as I mentioned before, you were early on involved in it. So what was your vision, you and the dietitian's vision for this program versus what it looks like at the moment?
Yeah. And I would just like to say that we were certainly involved in the early stages of this program when it was a pilot from 2024 to June 2025, after which we've had no involvement whatsoever. And we really tried very hard to ensure that the meals that were provided were actually of nourishment that would suit children's nutritional needs whilst at school and weren't really high in sugar or highly processed. And there are certainly guidelines that the ACT government follows when it comes to provision of food in schools. And we still work with canteens where we identify certain foods that we would say, no, I don't think that should be available in schools for these reasons. And in fact, that particular bar, we wouldn't recommend for canteens to sell at all in schools as well. So it's a little bit conflicting.
Yeah. So have you been hearing anything from parents whose children are partaking in this program?
Yeah, look, we do get some, we do talk to people in the community. We do get the comments coming our way just through our engagement in the community. And I think overall, this kind of program is very well received by parents because it does help to alleviate the hassle of having to pack a lunchbox in the morning.
Yeah.
And helps, you know, with the cost of living and the cost of food. So I think that it's very important, but also at the same time, we have our responsibility to ensure that those foods that are provided are nourishing and suited for children for ready to start the day at school and for learning at school.
On the text line 0467 922 666, someone has written in saying a student was begging for money for lunch in Sydney. You are at the National School Food Summit at the moment, Leanne. What's been the main message coming out of that conference?
Yeah, so we had our National School Food Summit on Monday, and I'm now at the Public Health Association conference right now. And look, you know, some of the big things that are coming out as you know, through these past few days is, number one, food security and ensuring that people have access to nourishing foods. And secondly, you know, when it came to, as far as the School Food Summit goes, it's ensuring that our children, you know, they have the capacity to learn, and food is a really important part of that capacity to learn. So if we can actually collaborate and consolidate some of the different pilot programs and all of the wonderful examples that are actually out there and learn from that and try and really come up with a quality food provision program in schools, it can be hugely impactful and it can make a difference to so many people's lives. So I think that, you know, definitely support it, but I think it needs to have that appropriate guardrails and ensuring that nutritional quality is there and maintained as well.
No K-time bars.
No K-time bars.
Leanne Ellison, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us today amid your busy conference schedule there in Tassie. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Leanne Elliston there, accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia ACT, not giving the tick of approval to the K-time bars that have popped up in the schools receiving the Meals in Schools program, which is being encouraged. And indeed, this whole concept of providing meals in schools, there's been a renewed push to have that happen across Australia because we're actually outliers in you know, the high income world in not actually doing that. And for those of you writing in, thank you so much. We are hearing there is an outage in several suburbs. Evo Energy just